Hi, it's the Samuel Gill Review. Today I'm reviewing Cowboys and Aliens, directed by Jon Favreau, starring Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford and Olivia Wilde. This film is about Jake Lonergan, played by Daniel Craig, who finds himself in the middle of the desert with no memory, waking up and finding himself in a situation where he comes with bandits and once he gets to the town, they find that he's a wanted man and they place him under arrest, and at this point, they find a little alien device strapped to his wrist. They want to know what it is. And also, this time, before they take him away in a little prison carriage, aliens come and attack. And that's where it all kicks off. And everybody that wants him, all the law and him, and everybody, the whole town bands together to fight these aliens. And you obviously know that he was once captured by the aliens and thrown back to Earth, and he has no memory, and also other people have been taken away as well. So it basically becomes a hunt for those being abducted, and also fight for the aliens by all the cowboys. And he's very well supported by old-time movie action star Harrison Ford. Despite the obviously B-movie title, Cowboys and Aliens, this is mostly a Western movie, and it's very good for what it is. And Daniel Craig plays the lead, Jake Lonergan. He's a very good cowboy, very cool, has got that face like Clint Eastwood, chiseled and wrinkled and everything. And he's very cool as a cowboy, and you'd be impressed. And also Harrison Ford as well, who for some reason has taken second billing again, which he usually does, and takes into supporting character, sort of like a semi-good guy and bad guy. He does a great job as well, those two make a good team, which is, but it's still finally odd to see Harrison Ford supporting another actor so being the lead. Despite making it mostly a Western movie, Jon Favreau has made a pretty fast-paced movie. You sort of like, within the first 20-25 minutes, the alien comes along, and it sort of like, not gradually evolves into a sci-fi movie, but it's sort of like, you know, it's not like a good balance during the second act, especially. Third act belongs to sci-fi, the first act belongs to Western. So you don't have a lot of opportunity for the story to develop and the characters to develop. You sort of like, you forget what's, if you miss any dialogue or any scene or you look away, you sort of like miss the flow of the movie, and you don't really care for certain characters because the movie moved along so quickly, and especially how the ending is a big slam bang sci-fi shootout, as expected from this movie. So going into this movie, you're expecting a blockbuster A-class film with a two-star, especially Harrison Ford. And what you find yourself watching is a classic B-movie. And that's what you get, it's a B-movie. And for a B-movie, it's very entertaining. And you kind of wonder why these actors wasted their time in this movie. Like he did for his Iron Man movies, Jon Favreau always does very cool and impressive action scenes. And deploys very impressive special effects. And the effects of the aliens are very good, nice setups, you know, all the spaceships and everything, you know, it's very impressive and good actions. It's guaranteed entertaining if you don't like the film, but you love the action scenes like one did in Iron Man. Daniel Craig's acting was very cool as a cowboy, coolest cowboy in years. The rest of the cast is above average, but they serve the movie well as expected. Composer Harry Gregson-Williams' score is very cool. Cowboy theme, and it makes the movie for me. I have to say this, but this is a very entertaining and very cool, but it's a bit underrated by other reviewers, and it will reach cult status one day. And it's for a B movie disguised as a blockbuster. I have to give this a 4 out of 5. I am Samuel Gill, and see you next flick.